Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marty Swedberg.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Marty. I'm here today with Peg Arnold, excited to be talking about how to collaborate with confidence. We're going to talk about how to stay on track with God, seek collaborations, and step out in confidence. Our guest today, Peg Arnold, is a speaker, dramatist, and author who brings stories to life, encouraging women to embrace their God-given value. You're going to discover your purpose and how to juggle the joys and challenges of life. Distractions. And you can learn more about Peg over at pegarnold.com. Also, you can book her to speak at your upcoming event at womenspeakers.com. And you can also meet her. She's one of our track leaders and speakers at The Well. So that's over at seeyouatthewell.net. Welcome to you.
Hey, thank you, Marty. It's great to be here with you.
Well, it's so fun to be together. Anytime I'm with Peg Arnold, I'm happy. So.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same. It's mutual.
Well, we're going to talk about collaboration. And I want to just start with prefacing this, that I'm thinking of this like collaboration instead of competition.
Absolutely.
And I feel like in our world, there's a lot of competitive thinking, like there isn't enough for her and me. Whatever, but because we serve God, the God of the universe, there's enough, there's more than enough.
Absolutely.
So your first thing that you wanted to encourage us when we start considering collaboration instead of competition was to stay on track with God.
Right. And staying on track with God, meaning to get down and pray about what he's asking you to do, because if we step out, we can step out in human confidence. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it is going to be shot down really quickly by doing that. And so it is giving us that foundation of faith, that foundation of prayer. And I have to admit, when this whole ministry part started opening for me, and it wasn't something I was seeking, it was kind of something that doors were opening for me, and I was kind of caught like a deer in the headlights. And then, you know, your human ego starts taking over. And of course, I prayed that I would be a vessel of the Holy Spirit, but I didn't really actively seek for prayer from like a prayer team, and just to make it an intentional, concerted effort. And I learned that at a workshop, to make sure you have a prayer team. I had friends that I would say, I'm going to speak at this church. Would you pray for me or pray for the message? I had friends that actually I bounced off some of my messages, and I knew that they were praying for me. So that was the beginning. But over the years, I've intentionally put together a team of people that pray for me. And actually, I'm kind of reactivating them, because when COVID hit, I was kind of in this no man's zone and wondering, what was God going to do? And I kind of went into my own solitary prayer. And I felt that was where God was leading me, is to just kind of seek to connect with him again and find out what his will was. And then as I'm stepping back into face-to-face, I'm finding I need that prayer support. I need that team. So when we say, you know, make sure we're connected and staying on track with God, if we lose that sight of prayer, then we lose that sight of what his will is for us. And staying on track with God and praying doesn't mean we're going to get answers right away. Sometimes we're in a wait period. And so it's meaning that we have to really count on those scriptures that say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. And those scriptures help support us during those wait periods, because sometimes in the wait period, we think, well, maybe this isn't what God is asking me to do. And we start doubting ourselves.
Yeah. Or maybe start trying to make things happen faster.
Oh, that's
the self-effort, right?
Absolutely. We start to take the rein in our own hands. And there is part that God does want us to initiate, but when we are doing it without the support of prayer, the support of seeking his word, the support of seeking him and keeping our eyes on him, when our eyes go to elsewhere, to what the world has, or just our selfish desires, things should be happening faster, so I'm going to do this. then we kind of meet the challenges, and when we get disappointed, we get discouraged, and then we start to doubt what God's will is for us. And if God has spoken to you and is leading you into any ministry of any kind, I don't care whether it's leading a Bible study or writing a Bible study or writing a devotion or speaking, whatever it is, going on a mission field, whatever it is that God is calling you in, just to start sharing your story, maybe with your own small group at your church, might be your first step. Don't do it without, you know, looking to him for that strength, looking to him for that confidence. Because I always lean on Joshua 9, be strong and courageous, do not be discouraged, for the Lord is with you. He goes before you wherever you go.
Yeah. I like to make the distinction between doing it for God and letting God do it through me.
Oh, I love that. You know, I love that image.
I think there's that, you know, there's that picture of us going into heaven and going through a hot fire, and only the gold and the silver and the precious gems are going to come through that fire. So I know that what I'm doing of my own will, of my own strength, of my own ideas, like that, what I'm doing of that, that's all going to be burned away, that nothing's going into heaven with me of that. Yeah. Only what God himself has done through me is going to survive that fire. So then it makes it really clear for me, okay, am I going to spend the day doing what I want to do that's just going to burn? It's okay for now, but it's just going to burn. Or am I going to just focus on doing what God is calling me to do? And so that, that's really helped me to kind of make the distinction between what I'm doing. Am I doing God stuff, or am I just doing Marty stuff? And I really want it to last for eternity.
I totally agree, because my prayer whenever I'm doing something is that, God, I'm the vessel. Just flow through me. Yeah, you know, that's right. And you have spoken, you know, if I've prepared for whatever I'm doing, now I'm your vessel. And if you want to change what we've prepared, I need to be open to that. And,
So let's talk about collaborations. I want to just insert right here that we are going to both be at the Well conference coming up for creatives. This is a huge collaborative effort of many, many creatives, speakers and authors and actors and screenwriters and movie producers and all kinds of dramatists and artists and all kinds of people coming together to celebrate and to get better equipped to share what God is flowing through our lives, to take it to another level of professionalism, where the message is very clear to the recipients, what God is trying to say through each of us. And one of the things that you really, what we're talking about today is collaboration versus competition. And you had a little bit of a backstory you wanted to share about when you started.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I started, and God opened doors for me, and I started with a drama based ministry where I was doing modern day women and biblical women. And it was just new to me that God would open this door to me. People suggested, well, you need to go to conferences. And I was dealing with that ego part that, well, I feel like I'm doing what God wants me to do. And then somebody says, well, if you go to a conference, and somebody put this in my ear, and I hear, and I know it did not come from the Lord, but somebody said, what if you go to the conference and somebody steals your scripts and your ideas? And I got into that secular protection mode. And there is a secular protection mode where ego is associated with it. Fear is associated with it. Competition is associated with it. And I I wish I had never had that voice that went into my head. Yeah. Because when I went to my first conference, I found that connecting with other speakers and writers, there was not that sense of competition. And right. I kind of wore my hat of competition to my first conference. I'm sure they saw it all over me. But yeah. I was brought down to my knees when mm-hmm. God revealed that this is a safe place. Right. This is a place where people want to encourage, people want to empower you, people want to build you up. And you don't have to worry whether your message is the same as somebody else's, because even if it sounds the same, it isn't, because your experiences are different, your presentation is different, your writing style is different, however it is coming across, than that other person. And God has a place for everyone. Yeah. And one of my initial talks is about the body of Christ, and that God has a place for everyone's gifts and everyone's experiences and stories to be shared, and that God is going to use them. So when we seek this collaboration through conferences like The Well, we're going to meet like-minded people who have been on the road longer than we have. So there's mentoring done. There's always encouragement. And when you meet people who, you might meet people that you can mentor and just share your experiences when you think, well, I don't have that many experiences. And all of a sudden you find that God is using you to minister and empower somebody else. And it's just this, it's a beautiful picture of everyone melting together like the body of Christ. We're all helping each other, and we're all in different parts, but we need each other to be able to accomplish what God wants to do through us. And if we try it without collaboration, we're an isle in the water. And when we're an isle in the water, we fall susceptible to negative messages. We fall susceptible to trying to do it on our own will. And it usually doesn't turn out well.
Right. No, God loves body life. He really likes us to work together. And Absolutely. He's made it so that when we're willing to work together, we are, you know, you think about how strong that is. And then you think about how strong that is, you know, and it's just a completely different, like you say, you're not so vulnerable to the enemy's attacks. And plus you have way more opportunities as you're working with others. It's so funny because we think it's going to shrink my number of opportunities, but actually it does the exact opposite thing.
Well, and I have to say, Marnie, you have been a key person that has helped me with that as well, because you're so giving in a, you know, just teaching skills and wanting to equip your speakers. Yeah. That has been extremely helpful. And I can't say how much I appreciate that.
Oh, well, good, good. I know one of the criticisms that have come through from people who don't know me and don't understand what I'm doing has been that they didn't want to really get involved with womenspeakers.com, because what they found was that usually the owner was the one who took all the good speaking engagements, and then the people that were under her didn't get so many good ones. And I'm like, well, that just doesn't happen here.
No, not at all.
Awesome. Well, the last thing we wanted to just touch on here was to step out in confidence. And I have this picture in 2022 now. My motto for the year, and probably for the rest of my life, I think, is to say yes to God every single time. Mm-hmm. And I have this picture of me running into, I've always prayed like this for years. When I go to talk to God, it's like me being a 4-year-old, just running in and jumping on daddy's lap, you know, and like, I'm so excited to talk to you about this. What do you think? What do you think? And but this year with this new focus on saying yes to God every single time, I just had a picture the other day of me running and jumping and finding that it was a mirage and that I had believed a lie and there wasn't God there where I thought he was. And I had fully jumped into the air expecting God to be there. And right, that kind of that feeling of, oh no, oh no, oh no. But what I saw in that vision of this little girl jumping with all of her might toward who she thought was her dad, his hand was right there under to catch me. Even if I blow it, he's right there to catch me. Yeah. I do not have to be afraid. This is our confidence. It's not the confidence in me or in you. It's the confidence in God.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I love that image because I'm actually on a launch team for a book, and it's Putting My Yes on the Table by Jen Hand.
Okay.
And one of the things that she says to pray big, but one of the phrases that just goes right along with your illustration is sometimes I'm afraid to say yes to God because I think he's going to say no. And she says, but we should be afraid to not say yes to God, because if we don't ask God, then we will never know. And even if we get a no, we will never know whether it is something he wanted for us. And I'm not saying it. I wrote this down because I thought it was so good. You know, if we ask God, we fear to pray bold because we're afraid that God will say no. But I'd rather pray bold and hear the no than miss the opportunity that God has waiting for me. Yeah. And I know that feeling of jumping off the cliff because God, you know, God said to jump, and you're in mid-air. What's going to happen? Yeah. Yeah. And then slowly these things come into place. Yeah. And that's where my Joshua 9 came from. You know, be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord is with you wherever you go, even when you're in midair. Stepping out in confidence is not allowing those negative messages to say, you know, your story isn't that powerful. Or, you know, you don't speak like that other person. Right. You know, your vocabulary isn't good enough. Or, you're too soft-spoken. You know, there's all kinds of negative messages that can come in and discourage us. Because I don't know about you, but I listen to them. And I say, you're right. I'm not like that person. And we all have those what ifs. God doesn't want us to hear that voice, because he's saying, I've equipped you with a story. I'm going to equip you with what you need. And it doesn't matter whether you're speaking to, you know, one person or 500 people.
I'm
going to equip you. And don't make it about the numbers.
And don't
make it about yourself. Because it's about who your story is going to impact, and you're not going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm always amazed when I speak and somebody comes up and they tell me what it meant to them, and they heard something I didn't think I said. I have learned that it's the Holy Spirit between my mouth and their listening ear. And the Holy Spirit is translating what they need to hear. So that is what my prayer is for everybody who's listening to this that wants to step into a new field. Pray that you are the vessel, and pray that the Holy Spirit will empower you, and it will be the Holy Spirit's words and messages, and that, and pray also for the Holy Spirit to prepare each heart that is going to receive your message, that they will receive what they need at that time.
Yes, absolutely. We are so excited to encourage you to step out in collaboration, to not be afraid, to know that God is your provider, that there is enough and more than enough, and that we are cheering you on. Thank you, Peg, for being here.
And feel free to reach out to me. I love to be able to encourage and support anyone who is questioning what God has for them.
And we would love to see you at the Well Conference coming up in April in Michigan. And so you can check that out at seeyouatthewell.net. Thank you, Peg. Thank you all for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.